in the limelight.
The United Nations Security Council has decisively rejected a vote on a resolution proposed by the United States to extend an arms embargo against the Islamic Republic of Iran. In the event, only two countries, the United States and the Dominican Republic, voted for the resolution. Two countries, Russia and China, voted against the resolution, and all the other members of the UN Security Council abstained from voting. We now present you an article on this issue, authored by Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's Minister of Foreign Affairs, under the heading, Using the Security Council to Destroy the Security Council. The article has appeared on the front page of Iran's English-language newspaper, Iran Daily. Please stay with us for more of Mohammad Javad Zarif's article. What we in the Islamic Republic of Iran, the target of a vicious and indiscriminate sanctions regime, have seen from the current US administration is quite straightforward. There is no grand vision for an alternative global community. The United States' fickleness and unpredictability have nothing to do with masterful implementation of game theory. Rather, whether it comes to its mismanagement of COVID-19 at home or its undermining of peace and stability abroad, the current administration in Washington has no real plan except to frontally assault those who stand by the rule of law. America's handling of UN Security Council Resolution 2231, which endorsed and is inseparable from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, commonly known as the Iran nuclear deal, is a case in point. In July of 2015, Iran, the United States, Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany signed a landmark agreement to satisfy any concerns over the exclusively peaceful nature of our nuclear program, whilst relieving the Iranian people of inhumane and unjust sanctions imposed by Washington. As part of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, the United States and other signatories also jointly co-sponsored the UN Security Council Resolution 2231, which embraces the nuclear deal, and to which its full 90 pages are attached, thus enshrining the accord into international law. However, in May of 2018, the Trump administration declared that it had unilaterally opted for ceasing participation in the JCPOA. Since then, Iran and the rest of the international community have been left in the extraordinary position of watching the United States become the first government in UN history that not just violates a binding resolution it itself sponsored, but also punishes those governments and companies that uphold international law by implementing its provisions. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif writes, "As I warned the Security Council recently, the status quo is neither desirable nor sustainable. We are thus at a crossroads." The US administration's disinformation campaign, including false and forged claims regarding a regional consensus about the consequences of the remaining signatories to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action upholding the deal's provisions, including normalizing Iran's defense cooperation with the world in October, is a ruse to disguise its real, more malevolent motivations. Having failed to collapse Resolution 2231 after over 2 years of the most brutal maximum pressure ever imposed on a nation, including depriving ordinary Iranian people of access to medicines and medical equipment amid the deadliest pandemic the world has ever seen, the US now hopes to abuse its malinterpretation of the provisions of the same resolution it abandoned in May of 2018 to finally destroy it. This deeply malicious US behavior is evident throughout the United Nations, where it seeks to use the UN itself to effectively destroy the world body. There are several key issues here and consequences to consider in this equation. First and foremost, one may wonder why or how the collapse of a single UN Security Council resolution on a niche subject relates to the bigger picture. It does, for most notably, it would be a generational setback for the cause of multilateralism should the United Nations Security Council be bullied into torpedoing its own resolution. Unless all powers respect the principles which the UN Security Council was created to embody, it cannot perform its duties, nor can any nation acknowledge its authority. We should not forget that the same US administration has fatuously also withdrawn from the World Health Organization amid the worst global pandemic ever, but now seeks to lead the World Health Organization reform process to the chagrin of its closest Western allies. If the United States is allowed to continue on this path, the world will slide backwards towards a might is right standard. And whilst this may sound appealing to cold warriors looking for new targets, even that standard has its limits. For both superpowers of the past century witnessed the unraveling of their international influence in their military defeat in Afghanistan, a country with a gross domestic product that is 14 times smaller than Apple Inc.'s annual revenue. We have also seen in past years how the US administration has, in parallel with its assault on international institutions and international treaties and accords, sought to supplant international law with its own domestic laws. In practice, this has meant that it is now the US Treasury and not European national governments which decides with whom European companies can do business, be it under Resolution 2231 or their own Nord Stream gas lifeline. While it has so far primarily been the United States that has sought to expand the jurisdiction of its domestic laws, there is nothing to suggest that it will retain a monopoly on it. With the opening of this Pandora's box, and with complacency on the part of some national governments, it is not difficult to imagine a future where ordinary citizens and private enterprises alike may end up having to contend with the extraterritorial application of multiple and growing series of domestic laws, debilitating international travel, debilitating international trade and investment in retrograde step for our globalized world. Thus, the international community in general, and the United Nations Security Council in particular, face an important decision now. Do we maintain respect for the rule of law, or do we return to the law of the jungle? Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif concludes by saying, "Whilst Iran has proven its resilience and decisiveness in response to coercive bullying, I'm confident that in the next few critical weeks and months, members of the UN Security Council will refute the campaign struggle of a beleaguered US administration to turn what was the diplomatic achievement of the 21st century into an exercise in futility, and in the process, annihilate what is left of multilateralism and international law."